Tarzan mile, found his queen in nature's scene. Quenched his thirst where he never been. A zigzag wanderer, a zigzag wanderer. You can dance, you can paint with these old timbers.
Every time. And then again. Hi, this is Bronwyn, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm kind of playing a random mix of songs today. I went to a Wiseblood concert last night at Roadrunner, so just played every day. I think I'm going to try and fit in two more Wiseblood songs. If you listen for the whole hour, hopefully you won't be sick of Wiseblood by the end of this. And I think I'm only going to play songs from her first album, Titanic Rising. I like the new album that, like, she's touring right now, which is what she's playing at the concert, but I think, like, I don't know, nothing compares to Titanic Rising. Yeah, she was amazing, though. So good. Roadrunner's a little bit weird as a venue, but I don't know, the inside kind of reminds me of House of Blues. Very spacious. Weird thing that happened during the show, though, it seemed like two people fainted, which was kind of strange. It was a Sunday night, so she was talking about how, like, everyone must be really tired and it's, like, bedtime for everyone in the audience. So I don't know, maybe a combination of crazy weekend for some people. There were a lot of, like, flashing lights during her set. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I go to a concert, I do get dizzy from, like, standing up for a really, really long time. So if people had been there for, like, the opener and then her show, they could have been standing there for, like, 3 hours. I just showed up for the show, so I was only standing there for, like, 45 minutes. But yeah, two people fainted, and then, like, everyone around the person who fainted would, like, turn their flashlight on. iPhone flashlight on, and then Wiseblood was like, oh my god, are you okay? And then the show had to stop. It was very dramatic. I think they were both fine, but two times in the set, like, full stop, music stopped, everyone turned around. Kind of crazy. Otherwise, it was really, really good, though. I definitely recommend seeing her in person. I also realized I was going to a lot of concerts last year, but since I was studying abroad this fall and then I was in London this summer, I didn't really go to any, which sounds kind of funny because, like, London is huge for concerts and music, but I just didn't really go to anything when I was abroad. I think I'm just so used to going to, like, the Boston venues that I didn't really think about it, but it was nice to be back watching music in person. She was a good performer. Danced on the stage, talked to the audience. At one point, she, like, threw a bouquet of white roses into the audience, which was fun. Yeah, she was awesome. So, you just heard Every Day by Wiseblood. I'm gonna play two more during the hour. But right now, I'm gonna play a song called Spanish Dance Troupe by Gorky Zygotic Mincy, I think. I pronounced that right. Okay, here we go.
Ready for school.
So I had a quick story about that last one, actually. Spanish dance troupe. So it's not totally my story to tell, but my boyfriend was studying abroad with me in London this fall, and he was at a pub it was just a pub near UCL, which is the school you're studying at, and he was talking to this Welsh guy, and that song you just heard, Spanish Dance Troupe, he listened to, he showed it to me, like, he likes the song a lot, and he found out that this guy he was talking to was Welsh, his dad was the drummer in the band, which was, like, so crazy, and, yeah, just super random, so I forget what his name was, the Welsh dude, but shout out him, because his dad was the drummer of that band. Yeah, they're Welsh. I've never been to Wales, even though my name is Welsh, but I'd love to go. I mean, I think, like, my vision of going to Wales is that, like, every single person is going to be named Bronwyn, because no one I've met in the U.S. is named Bronwyn, so I don't want to be disappointed. What if I go and don't meet a single other Bronwyn? That would be a little bit sad. When I was a kid, I used to, like, check all of the keychains and cups and, like, any of those little, like, anytime there was, like, something with people's names on them in, like, a gift shop or a gas station or whatever, I'd always, like, search to see if my name was on any of it, and it never was. I met another Bronwyn once, actually, though, when I was, like, really, really little. I was in a swimming pool in Canada, and the family friend who I was with, like, called my name in the pool, and this girl turned around, and she was like, "What?" And her name was Bronwyn, too, and then I remember being so little that I was, like, asking her if we had the same favorite color, and, like, asking her all these random questions to see if, like, we had similarities and things in common because we had the same name, which I'm sure she thought was very cute at the time, but haven't met another Bronwyn since. Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is called Evil Spider by Benet. Benet's an artist I was listening to a lot in early COVID, as a lot of people were. I think she, like, went viral on TikTok or something, but my friend sent me this song last week, and was like, "I forgot how much I love this song," and I listened to it, and it's really good, so I'm gonna play that next, and then recommendation from another friend that I've also been loving, so yeah, good stuff ahead, enjoy.
You've been threaded through my mind, gonna wrap you up inside. Spin you to your blind, blow you up and make you mine. Wanna tangle up in you, don't be tempted to escape. Wishing it was just us two, cause she'll make you feel out of place. Wanna tangle up in you, don't be tempted to escape. Wishing it was just us two, just us two. I am a spider, creep up behind ya. Promise not to bite. Things I'll better hide.
Creep up behind. love struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window." She's singing, "Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet any you exploded. The movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals, when you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him." Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said, "I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us." You know, the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Can't do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you anytime. Oh, Julie, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, "I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. Romeo, he sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, 'You and me, babe, how about it?'" Thank you.
If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance,
if you need me, let me know. Gonna be around.
Take a chance,
if you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on.
So you heard Take a Chance on Me by ABBA, before that Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits, and before that Evil Spider by Benet. All three of those songs I'd heard them before, but about 2 weeks ago, my two best friends, who are long-distance best friends at the moment, one is studying abroad in Amsterdam and the other goes to school in New Jersey. We made a playlist to kind of just like update each other on what we've been listening to lately, and those three songs were all from them. The Dire Straits one I'm like addicted to. It's so good. And then ABBA, I feel like Take a Chance on Me like was never a fave ABBA song. When I was a kid, we had a ABBA CD in our car. So I don't know exactly what album it was. It might have been like a hits compilation. Or it could have even been the Mamma Mia soundtrack. Anyways, I've been listening to ABBA since I was like very, very little. And I feel like Take a Chance on Me was never a fave. But after my friend Hazel sent it to me last week, I was like, wait, this is so good. Like, this is one of the best ABBA songs. I wonder if I have a favorite ABBA song. I do love SOS. That's a good one. Give me a Man After Midnight, classic. I don't know. All the hits are so good. I love ABBA. In London, actually, they had like this ABBA show, and it was like holograms of like all of the ABBA artists, so you could go and like watch the concert, and it was like them but not actually them. I knew some people who went and they really liked it, but I never got a chance to go. I don't know, kind of weird concept, I think. Okay, I'm gonna play another Wise Blood song. She played this one last night. It's also one of her most famous songs, and she performed it really well, so I'm excited for you to hear it.
This is how it feels to be in love. This is life from above. There's no books anymore. I'm bound to that summer. Big box office hit. Making love to a counterfeit world.
that was Movies by Wise Blood. She did a really good job performing that one. She also, last night, requested that people bring CDs, like DVDs, to the show. And so, okay, I thought it was interesting that she, like, asked people for the DVDs, but not before playing Movies. She, like, asked it at a different point in her set. I feel like it would have made way more sense if she, like, asked for the DVDs that people had brought right before she played Movies. So I thought that was a little interesting. But yeah, I think there was like 4 DVDs that she got, and people like handed them up to the front of the stage, and then she read them. And one of my friends who I went with said that she hosted, I don't know exactly where, but she hosted like a movie screening somewhere, and a bunch of people came, and like all they wanted to do was ask her questions about her music. And she, like, got really mad because she just wanted to talk about the movies. She's very passionate about movies. I wonder if she has a Letterboxd. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is Pine Grove. I love Pine Grove. But someone very close to me, who I don't think is listening right now, really doesn't like Pine Grove. This song is so good, though. I was, like, deeply addicted to it last week. So I hope you feel the same way.
Do you want to dance? Fine, but do you remember when? In your living room, we made some room, moved ourselves around in it. That's how my heart resumed. Got caught, got this Caravaggio move. We had some good ideas, but we never left that fucking room. Do you want to talk? Fine, I'll talk it out with my dad. So it's nice and he said, I'll have some good advice from something in a book he read. Like a drink while we wait for everything to get good again. We're good at things, and so are a lot of our friends. We should forget these setbacks, get back moving again. Yeah, I don't know. That drink. Fine, yeah, I know, I remember that too. In your living room, right? We began to fight, but then we both felt confused. And we were laughing and crying in all of the sides of the I'm afraid one day it all.
I have to be so honest. I literally, this whole show, have been thinking about how badly my lips are chapped right now. They're stinging. I forgot my chapstick, and I'm in so much pain. I'm gonna go to my room and get chapstick after this, but... ugh. Hate when I forget my chapstick. Okay, I'm gonna read you a PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I feel like WMFO just rolls right off the tongue. Those other ones were not as easy to pronounce. But yeah, WMUL and WZLY. And then in Western Mass, they have WMUA for UMass Amherst. Heard that one's pretty good too. All right. I feel like I have a website if you're interested. I saw there's like 30 listeners right now, so thought I'd give myself some free press and plug my website. It's bronwynlegg@gmail.com. I do film photo, painting, and printmaking. And yeah, you should check it out. It's bronwynlegg@legg.com. Yeah, would love it. I just updated it a lot and like put on a lot of new film. So check it out. The next song I'm going to play is Indiana by Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek. It's very good.
Daddy wanted me to leave it, Indiana, Indiana in the cold. Said, you know you really don't need it, leave the fame for the road. I remember when I was leaving, I was only 6 years old. Oh, how my heart was beating, about ready to explode. One shot, honey, collected all the dust inside the rusted souls. You should get it right, cause you can't control the heart that beats into the bone. Come on, my combat chameleon, give it up, you've got your life to attend to. Buttercup, you're entertaining the talk that is told through the teeth of the mouths of the millions dying to meet ya. Little do they know. Mississippi River won't kill you unless you stand too close, my dear. Take you to Louisiana, a long, long way from here. And the war's been a long time coming, yes, a long, long war's gonna come. We're standing at the end of a story, at the foot of a palindrome. One shot, honey, collected all the dust inside the rusted souls. You should get it right, cause you can't control the heart that beats under the bone. Come on, my combat chameleon, give it up, you've got your life to attend to. Buttercup, you're entertaining the talk that is told through the teeth of the mouths of the millions dying to meet ya. Little do they know. Supposed to be just friends. You don't live in my part of town, but maybe I'll see you out some weekend.
depending on what kind of mood and situationship I'm in, and what's in my system. I think there's been a glitch. 5 seconds later, I'm fastening myself to you with a stitch. And I'm not even sorry. Nights are so sorry. Blood moon lit. It must be counterfeit. I think there's been a glitch. I was supposed to sweat you out. In search of glorious happenings of happenstance on someone else's playground. But it's been 2,190 days of our love blackout. The system's breaking down. I think there's been a glitch. 5 seconds later, I'm fastening myself to you with a stitch. I'm not even sorry, that's just so sorry. Blood moonlit, it must be counterfeit. I think there's been a glitch. A brief interruption, a slight malfunction. I'd go back to wanting dudes who give nothing. I thought we had no chance, and that's romance. Let's dance. Glitch, 5 seconds later, I'm fastening myself to you with a stitch. And I'm not even sorry, that's just so sorry. Blood moon lit, it must be counterfeit. I think there's been a glitch.
That was Glitch by Taylor Swift. That one's not one of her most popular on Midnights, but I really like it. I don't know why it's not more popular. Don't ask me if I'm going to the concert this summer. It's a sore subject. If anyone has a ticket and wants to call in and give it to me, I would love that. But I don't think I'm going to be going this summer, which is very tragic. Heartbroken. I got a pre-sale code. I waited 2 hours in the online queue. I did everything I could. But there's just too much demand for a Taylor Swift's tour this summer. Okay, I'm going to play one more Wiseblood song to finish off the show. Yeah, thought I'd start and end with some Wiseblood. The only other concert I'm going to this semester in Boston is Caroline Polachek, which I'm very excited for, but I will say I'm not as big, not, I haven't listened to as much Caroline Polachek as Wiseblood. I was honestly surprised at the Wiseblood concert, like, how I knew almost every single, pretty much every song on the set list, but I feel like that's not going to be the case for Caroline Polachek, but I'm still excited. I think it will be good. I said this before on my show, but I feel like there's just not that much, like, live music in Boston this semester that is, like, artists I'm interested in. I don't know. Oh, also, I thought I would plug the DJ chat if you wanted to comment on my show. Go onto the WMFO.org website, and on the far right, there's the DJ chat if you want to say something to me. Or if you want to call in, the phone number is 855-915-9636. I've gotten, like, 3 recommendations this semester. Yeah, but if you want to call in and recommend something, I would love that. I really liked all the songs that were recommended to me over the phone. And yeah, if you want to call in, if you want to message in, you can do that as well. Okay, I'm going to play the last Wiseblood song, very sad. This one is called Picture Me Better, and she did this thing, where she, like, I think most artists do, like, an encore. So she, like, went off the stage, came back on, and played, I forget what her, like, encore song was, but then her whole band went off and everyone was like, okay, that's the end. But then she came on again for like a second encore and played Picture Me Better by herself without the band, which I thought was a really cool way to end the show. And she's just so talented. Like the fact that it was like just her and the guitar and it like sounded incredible. She like didn't even need the whole band as backup. Was so cool. So I hope you like the song.
Picture me better. I finally found the time to write you this letter to the stars and moon for you, and it's coming back soon. Don't need no money. Eyes you shine on me. If only you could see, you got it all in spades. Got a lot of dreams and songs to say. Tell you.